Red, White, and Greens, The Italian Way with Vegetables, is a new cookbook by an American who's lived in Italy for more than 20 years. Faith Willinger says this is cooking as the Italians do it at home, very simple dishes with fresh, good quality ingredients. In this book, the olive oil is extra virgin, the salt comes from the sea, and the vinegar is balsamic. Faith Willinger carries her own little bottle of 40-year-old balsamic vinegar, used in drops, she says. It's not that expensive. She says she has a signature dish, and it is very simple, garlic bread, which she claims she can get on the table in less than a minute.
It's a question of just making toast. I toast the bread. The roughened surface is used to grate the garlic onto the bread. You just rub an unpeeled clove of garlic onto the bread, and then you pour over some really fabulous quality extra virgin olive oil, a little sprinkle of salt and pepper, and you're done.
I see. Well, that's clever. And it's also very simple.
Well, it's simple. It's the snack that the Tuscan olive oil millers used to make when they were pressing the oil. And they'd always have a fire in the corner of the room just to warm up. They'd toast a little bread. They'd rub the garlic on, and then they would dip the bread into the just-pressed olive oil.
Now, olive oil is a big ingredient in this book. And another ingredient that you mentioned, which I was fascinated to see, is balsamic vinegar. But you refer to it as industrial balsamic.
Well, there are two kinds of balsamic vinegar. The really true balsamic vinegar is aged for many, many years. The product that you've got on your supermarket shelf is really an industrial take on the product that's created in Modena and is a really special product. It's aged in attics so that they're exposed to the heat of the summer and the cold of the winter. So it ferments, and then the cold blocks the fermentation. And this goes on for years and years. I have one balsamic vinegar at home that's 126 years old. So you can imagine that's very expensive. And in the area of Modena during World War II, when houses were being bombed, people didn't take the silver, they took the balsamico out with them.
Mm-hmm. And what you suggest in one of these recipes is to get the feeling for what the real stuff is like, take some industrial balsamic and boil it down.
Well, what you're essentially doing is, in 3 minutes or 5 minutes, taking the process of 50 years of aging in the attic and reducing it on top of the stove, and then adding a tiny bit of uncooked balsamico back to give yourself a little more acidity in the vinegar.
A lot of these recipes are very simple, but some of them, I guess, are something that I don't necessarily associate with Italian cooking. Like, here's one that is penne with Tuscan kale and potatoes.
What you do is you add the potatoes and the kale to the water that you're going to cook the pasta in, and the potatoes give a little starchier quality to the dish, and they help to thicken up the sauce a little because you're really not making a sauce. It makes its own sauce. The potatoes sort of dissolve a little bit when you stir-fry the whole thing. I think stir-frying the pasta is a really important step, and most people don't know about it. But you cook the pasta about three-quarters of the cooking time, drain it, save some of the pasta water, which is starchy, so it'll give a little velvety texture to the sauce that you finally make, and then stir-fry in a pan. It's a technique most restaurants use.
I'm impressed by the notion that you boil water and you cook the greens, the potatoes, and the pasta at the same time in the same water, just adding them at different times because of the amount of time they need to cook.
Right. Well, so it's really one pot and one skillet. That's the Italian way. Simple is better.
Faith Willinger. Her cookbook is called Red, White, and Greens, The Italian Way with Vegetables. She spoke to us from member station KQED in San Francisco.